कौशल्या के प्यारे राम, दशरथ नंदन राजा राम।
सीता जी के प्यारे राम, जानकी जीवन सीता राम।
सीता जी के प्यारे राम, जानकी जीवन सीता राम।
श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम, श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम।
श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम,
Chandra Hanuman ki
jai.
The pastime here is like this, that as we have seen now, this time we couldn't go to Mayapur because Mother Ganga, every now and then she feels that she wants to touch the lotus feet of Narasingha Dev and Radha Madhav, so she crosses her borders and then she comes inside, right? Similarly, here also in Jagannath Puri Kshetra, as the Prabhu was mentioning, that ocean is also very eager to come and touch the feet of Lord Jagannath. So once in a while it would happen that when the ocean would become very enthusiastic and very, very eager, it would just cross the border and it would go all the way to the Jagannath Puri temple to touch the lotus feet of the Lord. But as we know, the ocean, when the ocean crosses border, it becomes very difficult. River crossing is difficult, but when the ocean crosses, it's really, really difficult. It's like tsunami coming. So once Lord Jagannath was wondering that why this ocean is again and again coming and disturbing my devotees. So the Lord Jagannath called the Lord Ocean. What is the name?
Varuna Dev.
And Varuna Dev, he asked that, why are you every time coming and giving trouble to my devotees? So he said, but what to do? We also feel that we want to come inside. So he said, no, you cannot come inside. When the time will come, we will tell you to come. But now you cannot come. So then Lord called Hanuman that you come and you border and you guard this ocean and don't allow the ocean to come. So Hanumanji, taking his gada, is taking, giving his, he's like a guard, he's standing and he's watching onto the ocean so that ocean doesn't come inside. So this way everything was going nicely. One day it happened that Hanumanji is thinking that I am just kept here for one seva, but I am not getting enough prasad to eat. So Hanuman thinks that today what I should do is quickly go to Ayodhya, and Mother Sita is very loving and affectionate to me, so she will feed me nice food, nice prasadam, and then I will quickly come back. So one night, taking chance, Hanumanji quickly went to Ayodhya. And when he went to Ayodhya, Mother Sita was very happy to receive Hanuman. And just she would take care of her son. Similarly, she made him sit and she started preparing lot of preparations of Hanuman's liking. And she wanted to serve him. And getting this such a nice loving care from Mother Sita, Hanuman also forgot that the time was going. And nicely he is sitting and having honoring prasadam and getting the affection of Mother Sita. And this side, Varun Dev is thinking, today is my chance. The night was passing, the morning was coming, and Hanumanji was still busy eating, receiving his bhoga. So Varun Dev thinks that today is my chance. So he goes all the way to touch the feet of Lord Jagannath. And Lord Jagannath is wondering, how come this could happen? Where is Hanumanji? So he put an investigation committee and asked Hanumanji. Hanumanji was summoned and he was questioned that what happened? How come you did not do your duty? It means that you were not around. So where did you go? So Hanuman said, what to do? Here what I get is very sukha roti and I don't get enough prasadam. So I was missing very nice prasadam which is generally prepared and given to me by my mother Sita. So, attracted to the prasadam, I went to Ayodhya. So, Lord Jagannath said, okay, if that is the thing, then I will make arrangement that every day, the prasadam or bhoga which is offered to Jagannath ji, once it comes out, a portion will be sent to Hanuman here. But, you will be tied up with the chain so that you cannot now go anywhere else. This is why Lord Jagannath has tied him up with chain. And every day the bhoga, which comes out after Jagannath's altar, which now becomes prasad, first it comes to Bimala Devi's temple. We saw the Bimala Devi's temple in the temple campus. And the second part is sent here every day to Vedi Hanuman so that he feels satisfied. And this shows that how Lord is so protective for everybody. He's caring about the devotees who are staying in Jagannath Puri. He's also caring about the feelings and the need of Hanuman. And this shows also the power of Mother Sita's love and care, which attracts even Hanuman all the way to Ayodhya. So here generally we pray that the way Lord is binding or he is holding, this chain is not actually external chain, it's a chain of love. So devotees put chain of love and binds Lord. Similarly, Lord out of love binds his devotee also. And what better fortune one can receive than being bound in the chain of love of the Supreme Lord. So this is a prayer we make at Bedi Hanuman, that please the way, O Lord, the way so lovingly out of your loving care you have been merciful to Hanuman to bind him and to hold him here. You have imprisoned him here. Similarly, please capture my heart and imprison me and keep me always at your lotus feet. Even if I want to go away, a prisoner is not given a choice, right? Prisoner has no choice. Similarly, we pray that even if I desire to go away, please do not let me go. Just bind me, hold me tightly. Because out of our misunderstanding, we sometimes don't understand what is good for me and we want to go away from Lord. So we must pray that even if I desire sometime to go away, please you hold me and tie me at your lotus feet. Because tomara charana bina kichu nahi. In this world, there is nothing, there is no dhan without the lotus feet of the Lord. So that should be the prayer of ours at Bedi Hanuman. Bedi Hanuman ki
jai.
Quickly.
You were telling that Purushottam Kshetra will never get destroyed in Pralaya. So, but he was saying that when Bedi is opened, then it will get destroyed.
That is what is the understanding, is the local understanding, that if he goes away, then the water will come. But Skanda Puran has described the glories of Purushottam Kshetra.
So that is, he will never go away.
Huh?
That means, yeah, he will never go away.
Because Skanda Puran has very clearly mentioned in Skanda Purana the glories of Shankha Kshetra. That even when it happens in the time of devastation, when the whole universe gets inundated, this kshetra does not. And there is a proof also during Markandeya Rishi's time, right? I told you also, when everything was getting inundated, this was the only place which did not undergo, which did not drown. So we have proof also. So we always believe the scriptures, what scriptures say.
So does Hanumanji has a role in that time?
Maybe. Because Hanumanji is also eternal, no? He is not.
Yes, that's true.
He
eternal.
He does not like, he's not a jiva like us who is going to finally one day go, and one day at least Brahma also has to go, but Hanumanji doesn't have to go. Hanumanji is an expansion or power of Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva is also eternal. That's why Lord Shiva is higher than Brahma, because Brahma is jiva tattva, while Shiva is shiva tattva. So Hanumanji is also shiva tattva, doesn't get destroyed at the end of devastation.
Is there some devotee responsible for Dwarka and Rameswaram also? Protecting them from ocean?
No, Dwarka has a curse that it will get drowned again and again.
Okay.
It has a curse only, that every... Already I think there are 2, 3, 4 layers or something like that of Dwarka, which has already got inundated.
Okay.
The new Dwarka, every few... centuries, a new Dwarka is made.
Okay.
And it again, after this, it will go drown. So Dwarka has a curse. Dwarka will go away.
That was cursed by Gandhari.
No. Gandhari was cursed for killing. This was the curse of one of the rishis who also became the part of killing, like shooting the arrow in the foot of Krishna. When Krishna closed his pastimes here, he was shot an arrow in his toe, no? That is how Krishna closed his pastime externally. So that same person who had given, I don't remember the name, but that same person had also given this curse that Dwarka will submerge underwater every now and then. Now also already NASA has found out, no? That there are some like 3 or 4 layers of Dwarka, one below the other. This is again the proof of what our scripture says is correct. We don't have to every time wait for NASA to prove what scriptures have said. Right? Okay, let's leave.
Yes, you better.
Yeah.
How do you feel?